Well, this morning I have a guest joining us here in our studios. Alan Zellmer's in with us this morning. How are you?
I'm very good, Jim. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. You said very good. That's great considering the weather conditions out there and you farm, and it kind of affects everybody and everything out there.
Well, there's one thing that we need to do in this farming community is we need to worry about the things that we can control.
That's true.
And stay away from the things that we can't, because otherwise we'll become overwhelmed. And very much so, yes, we do need a rain.
We absolutely do, for a lot of reasons. Yes. Even the cattle would like a little rain here and there.
They would love a bath. They would love a bath.
You betcha.
Yes.
All right, well, very good. Wanted to talk a little bit about something coming up here very, very soon. I know a lot of people are aware that there have been a lot of adjustments and changes to different schedules and things around, and we all know why. So moving forward, instead of talking about things that aren't happening, let's talk about something that will happen here this year. You've got a tractor pull planned for folks to enjoy.
We do, Jim. It's time for some people to get out and have some fun. We are going to recognize the fact that we're not supposed to have bleachers. Mm-hmm. So we want everybody to bring their chairs. People that have trouble getting around as far as mobility, we will get them to the front row. One way, shape, or form, we will get them there. But we're going to start out with Saturday on July 18th at 11 o'clock. We are going to have antique tractors and garden tractors start out at 11. And then we will move into I call them the smoker tractors, mm-hmm. the bigger tractors. When they're done, which we think will be approximately around 2 o'clock. It just depends on how many tractors come out.
Sure.
And I've been to a number of different tractor pulls already this year, and the response has been fantastic. I think people are just ready to get out.
Yeah. Well, and it's nice to hear a number of tractor pulls already this year. That means these events are happening around the area. They're outdoor events, and you're able to move around and distance a little bit. So, you know, you can do all those things safely, depending upon how you want to do, how you want to enjoy those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's one of the important things for us to do mentally. It is helpful for us to get out and see something different and just get away from the doldrums, I'll call it.
Well, and to socialize. We're about 6 feet apart here. We can talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
So no big
absolutely.
Deal. We can go out and socialize a little bit and visit with some folks that maybe we haven't seen much of here lately, too.
And you know, that has been nice, Jim. We as farmers tend to be cooped up. We're in our own tractors. We're away from everybody. And we miss these events like this because we don't get a chance to socialize with people. And things like this, I mean, you'll see old tractors that Grandpa had or that you actually ran yourself, all the way down to, I can't believe they can make a garden tractor do that.
A lot of money sunk into some of these machines.
Yep.
A lot of money.
Yeah,
what is your interest in this? Have you run tractors?
I do. We actually have two of them. And I and my sons and then my cousin Greg, mm-hmm. We run around and play with these, and none of us golf. We really don't have any hobbies. So if we just stay home and work, it gets boring. So anyway, one of the bigger pulls that I have towards this sport was I had a really good friend, Greg Hawkins. He was a community, mm-hmm. lived in this community, and he and I were always going to do this in our retirement. And I was able to buy back the original International tractor that I started farming with.
Wow.
And we built it into a pulling tractor. I didn't have it running like this when Greg crawled on it, but Greg was able to pull it. And the smile on his face was worth every nickel of what it took to make it happen.
Yeah. Can you turn just about any tractor into a puller?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just it's just like anything, Jim. You find somebody that knows something, and then it's a lot of trial and error. The one red tractor, the 1256 that we're pulling right now, started out of the factory with 125 horse. And throughout the last 5 years, we've got it all the way to 750 horse. So when you let the clutch out, there's all kinds of things go on really quick.
Yeah, a lot of noise is made.
A lot of noise is made.
You know, that's the thing, too. Kids like this kind of stuff because there's noise, there's dirt, there's all kinds of stuff that they enjoy.
Yep. And black smoke. So don't bring your kids if you don't want to maybe start a bad habit at home. You know, the lawnmower may look a little different the next time you take it out to mow.
More power.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the different divisions that you have. You mentioned you're going to start at 11 o'clock with the antiques, and then you'll kind of move into the big boys after that?
Yes. Antique tractors will start at 11 o'clock, and at the same time, simultaneously, the garden tractors will be pulling. And then I belong to a group called the West Central Iowa Pullers Association, and we're tentatively going to start around 2 o'clock. There is going to be some events go on that'll be a little different. There will be some pickups show up, some four-wheel drive pickups. And dads, be sure and put your clevis in when your son heads to town with your pickup, because you may get the chance to be the winner. we have another little class. We make a class for anybody that brings anything that wants to pull.
Sure.
So there's a semi-tractor going to show up. I just talked with a participant yesterday that he actually hauls his tractor to the tractor pulls with a semi, and then he has a hitch made that goes on the fifth wheel, and he'll hook onto the skid and give us all a little show. He did that yesterday, and it was fun to watch.
Get those front wheels off the ground, maybe?
Absolutely. And then the other thing, Jim, that we had a little bit of this last year where there was a score to settle.
Uh-oh.
It was the dueling stamps, we'll call it, and my tractor's bigger than your tractor. So it all come to fruition right in front of us, and by golly, one walked away the winner.
Got to settle it somehow.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very
and
good.
We have, I do want to get a plug in here for Rob Stamp. We always have Rob do the dirt, mm-hmm. Make the track. He does an excellent job, and he donates all of his time for what he does. And this whole event is actually named Country Fest. And our hopes are, if we can get things kind of back to normal and get some revenue build up, our hopes are is to be able to pick out a charity to donate money towards to help them with their event or whatever the group. There's a small board of about six people that get together and plan all this, and then we'll decide what we can do with any extra funds.
Sure. I guess we didn't really talk about where this is going to be located.
Oh, Cass County Fair. Yes. Sorry. Cass County Fair. Is where we're going to have it. Beautiful grounds. We need to use it.
Now, is that down in the main area of the fairgrounds, or is that up on the east side hill there?
It's on the east side hill.
Okay.
A few years back, a bunch of us went up there and we built a new track just to make things safer. And we can get the people up above it. And if the wind is in our favor, nobody gets any dust.
That's a plus.
And yeah. So should be a fun time.
Okay. What's the admission?
It's free, absolutely free. Donations are always welcomed. I guess I'll just rattle off some of the board members, and I know I will forget some, but my two sons, Ethan and Gage Zelmer, are in our group. Dennis Phillips, A.E. Leroy, is in the group. Greg Zelmer is in the group, and I just went blank, so I guess that's all we're going to get.
All right. Get a few names in there, too.
Yes.
Now, asking folks again, there won't be bleachers there necessarily. There won't be the regular bleachers, but bring your own chairs, blankets, whatever you need, just to make yourself comfortable there. But do they need to bring their own coolers or things? Will there be some things available there?
Oh, gosh, you're good point there. Colleen Babe is going to take care of the beer garden, will be available, and then also she's going to have sandwiches.
Okay.
Made, and just with this year being the way it is, we just didn't think we ought to call a lot of vendors in at this point. So Colleen said, I'll just take care of everything, and bless her heart, that got that off my plate, so I don't have to worry about it. Gosh, Jim, is there anything else that I can come up with?
I think we covered most of it.
I hope so.
Very good. 11 o'clock.
So, yep.
Get started early with the Garden Tractor Pullers group and the Antique Tractor Pullers, and then the West Central Iowa Tractor Pullers will get going at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it'll
yes.
be a good show. It'll be a good afternoon. Hopefully the weather's nice. Hopefully it's not ungodly hot and dry.
Well, what we're really hoping for, and this is kind of the deal for the entire county here, we've been rained out 2 years in a row.
Hmm.
So way back in February, when we first started to put this event together, I said, you know, a rain in late July would just be really handy, not knowing it was going to be as dry as it is. So hopefully we get rained out, and then our rain date is July 25th.
Okay.
And should we get rain on July 25th, we'll just go every 2 weeks and just keep organizing this thing, and we'll see if we can get ourselves all the way to harvest.
Well, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but let's not keep rehashing this.
Okay.
Let's just get it out of the way and make it happen. All right. Very good.
Very good.
Okay, again, that's coming up this Saturday, July 18th. Boy, Saturday, July is running right through here, isn't it?
Yes.
This Saturday, July 18th at the Cass County Fairgrounds, you'll find the pulling area there. Just look for all the activity there, so you'll see plenty of folks out there hopefully enjoying the day. Alan, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Hope you have a great show.
You bet, Jim. Thank you very much.